And welcome into our weekly program. It's called Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And Dr. Plachetka, thanks for joining us again. How are we?
I'm great. How are you, Mike?
Doing good, thanks. It's a time that we've kind of been focusing on these past few weeks, different elements to this time of year, whether it's Thanksgiving from recently or kind of talking a little bit about the Christmas time and the holiday season. And for today, focusing on mindfulness during the holiday season. So what are we talking about here?
So when we talk about mindfulness, we'll do a quick review. It's paying attention to what you're doing in the here and now and how you feel about what's going on. So often we jump over the feelings and we just start responding. And that way we can't make any changes or address anything if we need to.
Okay.
So when we think about the holidays, there's a couple of reasons why it might be hard for people. And one we know is the biology. Some people have seasonal affective disorder, and that's not something that mindfulness by itself will take care of. Mindfulness will allow you to recognize that it's going on and get the help either through light therapy or medication or vacation or other biological changes that would help.
Sure.
But there's other things that really can put us over the edge that mindfulness can help. And that's cultural expectations. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. There's all kinds of different things that kind of tie in, whether it's maybe loss. This is always a tough time of year for people that have either recently lost loved ones or maybe they lost loved ones in years past during this time of year, and it brings up those types of memories.
Right. Any close connection is going to be triggered at this time. And so we have, you know, good memories from when we were little and getting all kinds of special gifts that seemed wonderful and magical. And then there's bad things like arguments or fights or not being included any longer. Loss through death or divorce, changes like income or relationships or even locations, move to another from grandma's house to auntie's house or whatever. And we always hope that this the holidays will either be the same or we hope that they're never the same and we really want them different. So you kind of can't win for losing at that point.
Yeah, the expectations there.
Right, right. So unless we become mindful, unless we pay attention to what's going on and how we feel about it, we're going to go into autopilot. Do what we always did, say what we always said, eat what we always ate, and pretend that we liked it and then complain about it later. And then, but it's so far till the next holiday that we don't make any changes.
Right.
The next time we just forget about it. Go on.
Sure.
So what we need to do is think about what, this is a very short period in the year. It's a 24-hour to 48-hour window of time that we spend actually celebrating the holidays for most of us,
mm-hmm.
some up to a week. But we need to think, how perfect do things have to be? How intense does our decorating have to be? How lavish our food? And what does our budget allow for those kinds of things?
Yeah, and maybe that kind of just overwhelms you too. You're trying so hard to meet certain goals or expectations, and you lose the ability to kind of sit back and enjoy things.
Right, have fun.
Yeah.
I know people who clean their house so thoroughly before a company comes that they are exhausted and cannot even participate hardly. And that's not the way the holiday is supposed to be celebrated. So remembering that it's short, that it's time limited, being mindful of what's going on around us and in us allows us to make some choices. Maybe we don't want pumpkin pie. Maybe we want cherry. Maybe somebody wants pizza, and that's okay too. And when you bring a new family member in, maybe some of their traditions get incorporated. It's okay to know that sometimes people drop the casserole on the way in the house and it can't be eaten. That is just part of life. And that becomes a memory for the future.
Yeah.
So we want to be thinking about what do we want and not be stuck in old behaviors unless they continue to give us joy. And to talk about with each other, what do we want to keep and what do we want to let go of?
Yeah, being mindful and being able to adapt, I guess.
Exactly.
If you need to.
Right. You want to be able to. Is it fitting our lives at this moment?
Yeah, this is supposed to be a time where hopefully you're enjoying it, having fun, making good memories, and not stressing too much about some of these other things that could get in the way.
So. Exactly. Not the whole world does not happen in just one period of time.
All right. Some good advice. Any final points on today's show?
I just want everyone to remember that your life matters.
That's right. It sure does. It's all the time we have left for today. Remember to submit your questions at safeharboril.com for an upcoming show as we might talk about what's on your mind. Tune in next Monday for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka. from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.